Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of all of the activity at SAP Center tonight on Los Tiburones night. 17,016 fans were here at the tank to witness a 2-0 Anaheim Ducks victory over the San Jose Sharks. Here's how it all happened tonight. In the first period, there was some pretty spirited play on both sides of the rink, and it started out as what turned into a goaltender's duel between the Sharks' Vitek Vanecek in his San Jose debut and Lukasz Dostal, the young goaltender who is subbing for the injured John Gibson on the Anaheim side. The Sharks would get on the power play when Tristan Luneau took an interference call in period number one early. And for one moment, it looked like a set play by Mikael Granlund would turn into a goal by Fabian Zetterlund. Now the Sharks move at center. Long slap in. Set play to Zetterlund. Moves behind the defense. Wow. Backhand shot. Score!
Wow.
Fabian Zetterlund has a goal in four straight games going back to last year. That was a set play by Granlund. He was back at his own blue line, slapped it all the way down off the end board, and Zetterlund beat everybody to it, and then he made a nifty move to the backhand to knock it past Dostal. It's 1-0 Sharks at 2:45 of the first, and it's a power play goal. Well, that's what we thought, but Anaheim's video people called that back and said, we're going to challenge this because we think that Zetterlund was offside. A couple of looks at it said it was close, but one angle showed that he indeed was ahead of the play by just a smidge, and so the result was no goal, and there would be a 0-0 tie at the end of the first period.
After review, it's confirmed there was offside on the play.
Oh,
as a result,
God,
we got no goal.
Wow. In the second period, Vitek Vanecek came up big with a couple of stops to keep the score 0-0, including this one. Up ice come the Ducks. Leeson on the right. Throws it toward the net. That's a tip to the goal by Lundestrom. Good save made there by Vanecek. Maybe his best save of the night. That really was a great save, one of many that Vanecek had to make during the game. And on the other side of the ice, Lukasz Dostal had to make some big stops too, including this power play chance by Mikael Granlund. Pass goes to the left point. Slid there to the near side. Wallman exchanging with Granlund. Cross ice. Here comes Zetterlund. Shoots it. That's a good save by Dostal. Cleared by Anaheim. That was really a good save by Dostal. Kind of an underrated opportunity for Mikael Granlund. But the goaltending duels continued into the third period, and Dostal would make a big save early on to keep it 0-0. Delandria just couldn't poke it out. Wallman's going to play it up to Delandria. He gets a piece of it with a stick, and it'll be short of icing as it comes back down into the Anaheim zone. But Zellweger got back there quickly. Oh. Now he turned it over. Here comes Will Smith moving in, shooting the puck. Oh, what a save by Dostal off Will Smith, making a bid to get his first National Hockey League goal. Yeah, that would have been really a good one for Will Smith, and a really good save by Dostal. That might have been the best scoring chance the Sharks had all night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was a couple scrums in front of the net, some rebounds, and there was a scrum, I think, in the second period. But their goalie played well. I didn't really know him today, but I certainly am going to keep an eye on him now because he played great.
Unfortunately for the Sharks, I was talking about how well the goaltenders were playing when Anaheim decided to end that streak. And here comes the Ducks, and they shoot, they score! No sooner do I say that it's a goaltender's duel than Anaheim's Isaac Lundestrom coming down the left wing side beats Vanecek to put the Ducks on the board. And it is 1-0. Anaheim. That was 11 minutes into the third period. Lundestrom scores what turns out to be the game-winning goal, his first of the year, from Brock McGinn and Brett Leeson, and so 1-0 Anaheim at that point. It came down to the final 2 minutes. The Sharks pulled goaltender Vitek Vanecek. He had played so well, was down only 1-0, and the Sharks were pulling out all the stops to try to tie the game. But it would be Trevor Zegras who would flip the puck the length of the ice after a Cam Fowler battle win in the corner, and it became a 2-0 game. It's over at the near board. Zetterlund looks for the play to the slot. Intercepted. Cleared all the way down by Anaheim toward the empty net. Score!
Wow.
That is all the way down the ice for the Anaheim Ducks. And it is an empty net goal to make it 2-0 Anaheim. Trevor Zegras got credit for that, his first of the year from Fowler and McTavish at 18-25 of the third. Final shots on goal for the game, 30 for the Sharks and 30 for the Ducks. Lukasz Dostal stopped all 30 opportunities, his second career shutout, and it is his 20th career win in Anaheim's season opener. Meanwhile, the hard luck loss for Vitek Vanacek in his return to regular season NHL play for the first time since he was injured in February. He looked really good in a preseason matchup, and tonight I thought he was excellent.
I thought he was great. I mean, you could tell his positioning was solid. There were no rebounds. On the one goal, he gets beat glove side. But, I mean, he had a tremendous game. And, if he continues to play like that, I can't see him losing too many games if he's playing that way.
Regulation win for Anaheim, 2-0 the final score. Anaheim now 1-0 on the season, while the Sharks fall back to 0-1-1. And now San Jose hits the road for the next three games. Their next broadcast will be on Tuesday in Dallas to start that three-game trip against the Dallas Stars. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay from SAP Center. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.